Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's get another touchdown bet on the board.
This is You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with Nick Kostos and Sam Paniatovich, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
All right, Prop King next hour, Best Bets next hour, Underdog Moneyline Parlay next hour, Survivor Talk next hour. But for now, Sam, we continue on our line movement sojourn through week three, and we arrive at the home of the reigning defending Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles, as they get set to host Matthew Stafford and the Los Angeles Rams, rematch of the divisional round game from this January that the Rams almost won. Philly pulled it out at the end, 28-22. What's happening here side and total-wise, Eagles and Rams?
I wrote a story on Wednesday for Fox, and I talked to a bookmaker in Vegas, and his quote was, "My next Eagles bet will be my first." It's been a lot of support all week long, sharp and also square on the Rams. This line opened 4.5. BetMGM right now sitting 3.5. Offshore shops down to 3. Although when we hit 3, you do see finally some resistance on Philadelphia, but I think this is a perfect number. You're going to balance the books probably on 3.5. Total hasn't really moved, 45.5 all over the place. But the early bets early in the week when this line first came out came in on Matthew Stafford and the Rams. I remind people, Nick, they trailed at half in both games. Not really impressed with Houston and what's Tennessee at this point. But McVay continues to make the second half adjustments. They've been very good third, fourth quarter, but this is the best defense they're going to face.
Would you guess that across the board, Sam, and especially for people that want to bet at BetMGM, do you think this will close like 3 minus 110, or do you think we'll be like in between 3 and 3.5 like we are right now, at least at BetMGM?
I'm going to guess 3.5 is the close because we have seen that push on Philly at 3. When we get to 3.5, you see even split. At 3, Eagle money. At 4, 4.5, Ram money. That third porridge, 3.5, feels just right.
So I don't know if we get, what is that, Little Red Riding Hood? What is that from? I love that. Hansel
Believe
and Gretel?
Goldilocks in the Three Bears.
Goldilocks, yeah, sorry. I got my Aesop's Fables or whatever. What are those? Fairy tales? Nursery rhymes? I don't know, man. I did my best. I'd like to bet Eagles minus 3. That's what I would like to do. We'll talk more about this game towards the end of the show. Sammy, the Todd Bowl in Tampa. Todd Bowl's against his former team, the New York Jets. 2-0 Tampa, 2 last-second wins engineered by Baker Mayfield against the 0-2 Jets off that disaster last Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. Justin Fields concussed. He will not play in this game. Tyrod Taylor starts for the Jets. Tampa down 3/5 of its starting offensive line. But good news for the Bucs, Emeka Egbuka is going to play today. We don't know how effective he's going to be. We actually had like dueling reports with NFL insiders about whether Egbuka would be playing with restrictions or not. So this is not an ideal setup here for the Bucs offense, at least in this game. Does the betting market reflect that? What have we seen, Bucs and Jets?
You haven't seen a ton of movement. So this number last Sunday opened up in Vegas at 7, Tampa minus 7. We're sitting 6.5. Sharps took the Jets. They took 7. I remind people, Sharps also took the Jets last week, and they got railroaded by Buffalo. So be careful. Don't just blindly tail Sharps, but they did come in and took a fat number. They took 7. It's been hanging 6.5, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I see a 6 at one book in Vegas, but this is a really good number. I know the books need the Jets, and of course they would love the Jets to win outright. Very popular survivor play, very popular teaser play, very popular moneyline parlay play. That's Tampa Bay.
Wow. I think it's such a fascinating game. We just got news from ESPN's Adam Schefter. Sam, I want to get this in ahead of the actives and inactives, especially for people in fantasy. And I guess it kind of does impact like how the game's going to play out, given the state of the Cardinals secondary. Niners wide receiver Juwan Jennings, listed as questionable, will not play for San Francisco today. So this is an injury-depleted receiving core and tight end group for Mac Jones. And I know Arizona's got no corners, basically. Like, they're basically all hurt. What an interesting setup that game is. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. But again, Juwan Jennings will not play today for the San Francisco 49ers, per ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. Sammy, I know that you've had this game circled for months. The Super Bowl 18 rematch the world's been waiting for, with the Raiders and the Commanders in our nation's capital. No Marcus Allen this time, running with the night. Marcus Mariota starts for the Commanders. Jaden Daniels probably out only one game with the knee injury. Sam, what's happening with the Raiders and the Commies?
They are saying the drop-off between Daniels and Mariota, I guess, is only 3 points, which kind of feels a little light, doesn't it? This number was 6 on the look-ahead. So before last week, they had this game lined at 6. Now without Daniels, we're sitting 3. BetMGM -3, -105. It feels cheap on Washington, but I also feel like I'm getting fish hooked. I feel like they want us to take Washington. Number, since we had the news on Daniels, has not really budged. 3 at most sports books. Totals come down, as you would understand, 47.5 to 43.5. Is Jaden Daniels only worth 3 points?
No. No.
I don't think so.
Now, not all points are created equal. Like, does it get you through 3? I would. I think the Raiders suck. So I'm like anti-Raider. So I actually think, Sam, if this comes down to 2.5, I think I might lay the Commanders, even with Marcus Mariota at quarterback here. But I don't disagree with your assertion on Jaden Daniels. It makes a ton of sense. And the move towards the under as well with Jaden Daniels out. Just think about that. Makes a lot of sense. Oh, man, we got some movement on this game, and I think I'm going to have to step in and bet this. The Atlanta Falcons, Sammy, at Carolina against the Panthers. Carolina 0-2. The Falcons off the smothering win over the Vikings on Sunday Night Football. A.J. Terrell is out, though, in this game for Atlanta, their top corner. What do we have with the Falcons and the Panthers in Carolina?
You have seen some appetite to bet Carolina today. We have talked about these ugly underdogs all week on the network. Your show, our show. The books need some of these dogs to win outright. The hope here is the Carolina can knock out Atlanta. Atlanta coming in hot, like you said, off a win on national television. This number midweek was, I thought we were going to get to 6 at a lot of places. It did touch 6 in Vegas. But ever since that 6, we've seen nothing but support for Carolina. Wise guys bet ugly teams and perceived good numbers. They took 6, 5.5, and 5. Now Atlanta's -4.5 on the road.
You have a desire to bet the Carolina Panthers here?
Hell no.
Do you have a desire to lay the Atlanta Falcons?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just making noises. Here's a noise for you. Yes. I'm gonna lay the Falcons. Great. Like the sharp betters can they gobble up their numbers on Carolina with Bryce Young. Good luck. I think the Falcons are gonna wax that ass, man. I love Atlanta today. I'll lay 4.5 with the Falcons, and I would have considered laying 6 with Atlanta. So 4.5, yeah. I understand the thought process. The line feels a little big. I get it. I understand. I also don't care. I've watched the games. I think Carolina stinks. I think Atlanta's pretty good. I think the Falcons might win this division. I think they're a playoff team. I'll lay the Atlanta Falcons, and we'll see what happens at game's end. You better you bet on the Sunday, week 3 in the National Football League. Countdown to kickoff. Sam Panayotovich and Nick Kostos rolling through all the games today, getting you up to speed on these sides and the totals. AFC South showdown, Sammy. The Jacksonville Jaguars at 1-1, welcoming in the 0-2 Houston Texans, trying to avoid an 0-3 start after back-to-back division championships. What do we got here with the Texans and the Jags in Duval?
You're seeing a very, very tight line. 1.5 has not really moved. Opened 1.5. Now we're sitting 1.5. Jacksonville favorite, of course, at home. Very big offshore shop, Chris, in Costa Rica has two. Other books have two offshore, but most books in America have 1.5, including BetMGM. The total hasn't really moved either. I know this segment is called It Moved. It has not moved, literally, all week. I like the Jags. Houston is so bad on the offensive line, and they can't pass protect. Stroud has taken a step back, obviously, as well. But they have been facing what feels like 2nd-and-9, 3rd-and-9, almost every drive of this season. Then you have Jacksonville, who turned over Jake Browning 3 times and lost. Okay, I like the Jags. I will get there.
I love the Jags. And I'm really happy. I'm really happy that you like them. But I like Jacksonville a lot. I bet Jacksonville to win the AFC South. It's both that I like the Jaguars, Sam, and I'm anti-Houston. You nailed it. The offensive line is worse than it was last year, when it was probably the worst offensive line in the league. And I'm not convinced the new play caller, Nick Kelly, great first name, lacking brain cells otherwise. Is he better than Bobby Slowick? Last year's offensive coordinator they fired? Doesn't look like it, right? After the first 2 games of the year. It feels like, Sam, the people that like the Texans, and maybe they're right, it's all, well, the Texans are 0-2, and I don't think they're going to go to 0-3. I love Jacksonville here, and the way I think it's going to happen, and I'll talk about this in the prop segment, think about what Tampa did to Houston on Monday night in the run game with Bucky Irving and Rashad White, and then remember who Jacksonville's head coach and offensive play caller is, and where he came from last year, and what do you think the plan's going to be today for Travis Etienne, Bashal Tutin, and the Jacksonville Jaguars. So let's go Jaguars today against the Houston Texans. All right, we migrate to the afternoon slate on the East Coast. Games kicking off at 4 o'clock and later. And we go to the AFC West with Justin Herbert and the 2-0 Chargers. Herbert getting tons of MVP love. Welcoming in Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos. Sammy, you and I were oppo on this game last week. You emerged victorious. I lost. Leverage on the final field, the final play of the game. Here's a 45-yarder from Spencer Schrader, and the Broncos lose to drop to 1-1. What do we got with the Broncos and the Chargers?
You have seen support for the dog at 3. Not at 2.5, at 3. So this number opened in Vegas, 2.5, got to 3, and every time we've hit 3, there's been that pushback on the dog. Chargers, a very, very popular, very trendy side. You mentioned Herbert getting love for MVP. But we've seen wise support on the Broncos at +3.
Do you share that support? Do you like Denver?
I like Denver in a teaser, for being honest. Get me through 7 and 8. Oof. From 2.5 to 8.5, find something else to hook that with. That's a great teaser leg.
Oh, I think it's a winning teaser leg because I think the Broncos are going to win. So I think
This would be the time to take down the Chargers. Ride. Looks so easy. All you got to do is lay 2.5 at home.
Yeah. Now, BetMGM, you have to drink some juice, but you can bet that +3. BetMGM has it right now, +3, -20 for the Denver Broncos. And that is my preferred side in the game. We talked about it all week on You Better, You Bet. I don't know where you come down on this game, Sam. I think this one sets up as a potential pros versus Joes game. I'm fascinated to get your expert opinion here on the Seahawks and the Saints in Seattle. We've seen a lot of line movement over the course of the week. Tell us where it's at and where we stand right now.
We're sitting 7 at most books, but other books have 7.5. Just trying to write bets on the Saints. That's what happens. When you move a favorite that's been sitting 7 all week, you start to move it to 7.5 behind the counter. You're telling people without telling them, please bet me the dog. Please. Believe it or not, Nick, there's not a lot of support for Spencer Rattler going across the country on the road in a very tough building to play. But BetMGM is hitting 7. The total, very low, 41.5. They are daring you to bet New Orleans. They want you to bet them. Number one survivor play, by the way, across the country, Seattle Seahawks.
Did you take Seattle in any survivor entries?
Oh, yeah. Got Seattle in one, Dallas in another. 2 entries left.
Oh, baby. We took Buffalo on Thursday night.
Nice.
You know what? Oh, when the Saints go marching in. I'm not betting New Orleans in the game, but we'd love some chaos today.
Rooting.
Do you feel like, because I felt like this, that a lot of people I spoke to this week that I respect like the points with the Saints at above a touchdown. Did you get that sense as well? Which doesn't mean the Saints will cover, but just wanted to say that.
Right. Anybody betting numbers is going to take the 7.
Yep.
But a lot of people can't get there with the team. No, I can't bet the Saints. I can't bet Rattler. I understand it. I think we're going to close 7, though.
Okay. That's the Seahawks and the Saints. Sammy, let's sneak in one more. The Niners and the Cardinals in the Bay Area. Like the Cardinals' whole secondary basically out. Juwan Jennings, ESPN's Adam Schefter, said we'll be out for today's game. Mac Jones gets another start in place of Brock Purdy. Niners and the Cardinals, last one in this segment.
This number was going to go through 3 and probably 4 if Purdy was going to play, but because he's not, we're back to where we started, 1.5. That was the initial number when it opened up. As you were talking about Jennings, Nick, we saw this total go from 45.5 to 44.5. So some support for defense, people shorting offense in Arizona, San Francisco.
If you had to bet this game, what would you do?
I believe in Shanahan. I believe in Saleh. I'd take the Niners.
And this is where my priors like have me screwed up, like I my biases. I loved Arizona coming into the year. I don't think I'm going to be rooting for Arizona. But Will Johnson's probably not going to play, who's their stud rookie corner from Michigan. Max Melton's questionable. Garrett Williams is on IR. Starling Thomas is out for the year. Murphy Bunting's out for the year. As a injury-ravaged Cardinal secondary, even with no receivers for the Niners, Sammy's probably right to have some faith in Kyle Shanahan in this spot, even with Mac Jones at quarterback. All right, we'll take a quick break, and on the other side, actives and inactives are out for the 1 o'clock Eastern slate of games. We'll bring you all the news. We're going to tell you what it means for fantasy and bets, and then we'll hit the rest of the board for today. Cowboys and Bears in Chicago, and Sunday Night Football in Jersey with the Chiefs and the Giants.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.